is the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life. Let's do it.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is episode 49, and we're going to talk about alignment.
Alignment, or the lack of alignment, and what that can look like in your life. So to be honest with you, I have had a bit of a busy day. Been running around here and there, just doing the social scheduling for my two children, texting with a cousin who wants to play, and another for my other kid, going to watch someone else play their game and getting all of it organized. And then on Sunday, I typically try to do a pretty big grocery haul because we have to pack our children's lunches. So I like to have, you know, delicious, fresh, nutritious food. So that's done.
The action of doing that makes you feel in alignment, or you need to do those to be in alignment?
I'm confessing I'm totally out of alignment right now.
Yeah.
I've been doing everything for everyone. Uh-huh. And getting this podcast done is probably even one of them. Whew. How do I reset when I'm not in alignment? I am always willing to be the model for what we need to learn from. So today, I may not be totally in alignment, but I'm always willing in any moment to ask myself, how can I get in alignment with my true self? What might that look like if I've been doing everything for everyone all day? What might it look like for me to find space, time, or intention to be more aligned? That's the question in any given moment that every busy mom needs to ask herself, including me today.
So when we were talking about this topic, the first thing I thought of was yesterday I was working on us possibly bringing flash briefings to Alexa Skill, making Alexa Skill as flash briefing, bringing it to the market. I wasn't in alignment. It did not. I was just sitting at my computer, and this is stuff I love to do. I'm like, I don't want to do this right now. Like, I just couldn't. And I felt the version of me wanting to push. I'm like, no, just sit here and do it. Sit here and do it. Eventually it'll be done. And I was like, at what cost? Like, why push and push and push and push and then maybe get it done and then still feel like crap when it was done? And that's kind of what I'm hearing you say, is that you're pushing and pushing all these things that you feel like have to be done. But what I did yesterday was, I'm like, I'm not doing this. I went downstairs and played my guitar for 45 minutes. After I did that, and then I'm like, I really suck at this. Let's go do something I'm good at. And I went back up and started working on the programming, and it went a lot smoother.
I think that
So is that what you're saying, or no?
I think what I'm saying is what every busy parent that takes on a lot of those responsibilities would say is, no, I didn't feel like going to the grocery store, but I did it anyway. No, it wasn't in alignment with my mood and my energy to get my children fresh fruit and veggies, but that's what I did. And I think what I'm here to say is, there's times where we power through and we do the thing that must be done for the good of everyone. But there has to come a point in the day when we say enough, enough, enough. And now it's been enough. And I've done these things that I didn't have the energy for, but I did them anyway. It's kind of like when you're really tired and you're a parent, but you got to put your kids to bed. We've both had times where we're like, nope. Mm-hmm. And we just crawl into the bed and hope the other one does it. I mean, our kids are older.
And hope that they just put themselves to bed.
That never goes well. Yeah, but usually leaving it for one parent to be like, okay, let's get you tucked in, and all that good stuff. So you hit this wall of saying, I am so done caring for other people or prioritizing everyone's needs above mine. And I think that when it comes to this idea of alignment, that's what's top of mind for me today is, okay, not every single thing we do will always be in perfect alignment. It's not like I expect that of myself. But even when I am getting the groceries, there's always a way to get in alignment. Oh, I'm so grateful I have the money to buy these groceries. Oh, I'm so grateful I don't have to have my kids with me to get these groceries. Or if they're with me and they're in a good mood, oh, I'm so grateful to have their help picking out this food. Any of those things, you can get in alignment based on your attitude of what you're doing. And so sometimes getting in alignment means checking yourself before you wreck yourself. And sometimes it means changing what you're going to do with your day, changing your schedule around to give yourself space to figure out what you need to do. And sometimes it's just an attitude adjustment. Is it really so bad being at the grocery store right now? No, there's people that have to walk uphill both ways for clean water and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That's not the case, right? I drove 9 minutes to Costco. So what a blessing it is to be able to get this fresh food. That's an alignment adjustment, which is simply an attitude adjustment. But there's other times where an alignment adjustment means putting a stake in the ground and saying, nope, now I need to do something for me so that I don't feel so frazzled. So sometimes I think alignment can look different. And that's not even what we had originally talked about saying when it came to alignment. What I wanted to make sure we talk about is this idea that it can be kind of scary to act in alignment with your truth. Mm. It can be uncomfortable. It can be scary. It can be all these things, but it's even more uncomfortable and even more scary to live a life where you refuse to acknowledge that you're out of alignment. So one example might be if you're into weird things like cemeteries. Let's just say I'm not into cemeteries and spooky stories or whatever, but some people really are. They're like, that's so cool to me. It's so fascinating. But yet they're worried about the judgment of others. So they don't talk about it. They maybe hide it from others. And so that's not really in alignment with who they are. They love talking to people about this. They love hearing other people's opinions about it. So it's out of alignment for them to not talk about it. But yet to talk about it and to be in alignment is also scary, because then people could judge them or ridicule them or whatever. So the real interesting alignment point that I wanted to discuss, if you will, is just this idea of darned if you do and darned if you don't with alignment. And how do you walk that line and step into the light?
But wouldn't I, as you describe that, I think about what's more painful, operating in alignment or out of alignment. And to me, it seems simple enough that if you're into cemeteries and you're worried about being judged, you probably should just be in the cemeteries and do it and then live with the judgment, or realize that that's not about you anyway. I mean, that's easy to say from the outside, but usually what I think of is when in alignment or out of alignment, it's painful to be out of alignment. So you should gravitate towards what's not painful, which is being in alignment.
I think that it can be painful to be judged if you don't have a true self-awareness, though. If you are more concerned about what other people think about you versus living a life that's not really yours, like, it comes down to what your priorities are. If your priority is to be liked and accepted and to be whatever, people-pleasing your whole life, then I think it can be more uncomfortable to speak your truth. But I think deep down, nobody is really fulfilled by that. And I think that's what we're here to say is, yes, it can be uncomfortable to live in alignment and speak your truth mm-hmm. about cemeteries or spirituality or pollution or whatever it is that really is just something that suddenly you find yourself thinking about and you find yourself wanting to talk about, and yet you don't. That's out of alignment. It's just like if you...
Well, okay, here's an example. So a few nights ago, we were at a social gathering and someone had brought up a topic about politics or something. I don't remember exactly what the topic was. And part of something that would feel out of alignment is not including them or not being a part of their conversation. Like, it's kind of rude just to shut down. But I realize it's more out of alignment for me to worry about whatever they were talking about. And I just shut down. I'm like, I'm not going to engage in this conversation because I don't think there's not a win. Like,
well, the word shut down is interesting. I would say you just chose not to engage.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like just... It's like they weren't there. Like, I just, like, I'm not going to add to this conversation. I'll let it die as soon as they're done giving their points of how this earth is going to end soon and we're all going to die. And we're, you know, like, they kept going on about all these details. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to add to this.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes you and I go up against each other on this topic because I'll say, speak your truth. Like, hey, have you ever considered that maybe that's not true? Have you ever considered?
So that's really interesting. I never judged that person, though. I never thought they shouldn't be saying this. Uh-huh. The thought I had was, I don't want any part of this.
I don't want to talk about it.
And then there was a part of me that was wondering, am I just being naive to something? And I realized, I don't really care, because it's just not useful for me to worry about if we're going to run out of water or if the polar caps are going to melt or whatever the hot topic is in politics right now. I just don't really care.
Oh, Timmy.
What?
I know you don't, but a lot of people do, that's what I'm saying.
That's not in alignment for me. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't make me feel good in any way. if it makes them feel good and it makes them feel like they're adding purpose to this world, go at it.
Like, but don't you see, like, the whole idea is that some things are not just here to make us feel good.
No, my point is that that's not an alignment for me, but it must have been for them, and I sure hope it is, and I'm glad that someone is worrying about our polarized caps.
I would challenge you to reevaluate how you think of all of that. It's not about someone needing to worry about it. It's about someone deciding they want to be a part of the solution and not just the problem. So there are things in the world that need our attention, and we're obviously passionate about mental health, about helping mm-hmm. people have natural strategies to feel better. And that's obviously why we've created our mood-focused probiotics. Other people don't care about that, right?
Yeah.
And so I think it's all in our best interest to follow what lights us up and to follow those passions. But I think where we both agree is that instead of just talking about the problems of the world, bring forward your solutions.
Yeah.
Rather than just saying, here's a problem, here's a problem, mm-hmm. here's a problem, because that's what gets heavy. Nobody feels good talking about the problems. But to just turn a blind eye to things that the world needs our help with, to me, that's kind of cringy, what you said. You need to be careful of that. People are going to be writing cringy? It. To be like, it doesn't feel good, so I'm not going to care about the climate.
No, I think what I was saying is it's not in alignment for me. Like, it's just not something that makes me feel good, like something I want to talk about. But it's not from a judgmental point of view. Like, I don't think
I'm judging you now.
Well, good.
Because
you have the right to do that.
I am judging you because I think that it's foolish to say, this doesn't feel good, so I'm not ever going to talk about it. I agree that when we're in a high vibration state, we can make a greater impact on the world. But there are things that will make us uncomfortable, and it will be in alignment to speak our truth about them.
Okay.
Judged. Consider yourself judged. Don't worry, lifted lifers. I've got this. You don't need to write in about how much that made you cringe. No, I've got this.
But I think it's everyone's right to disagree, to write in, to say I'm wrong, but it's not in alignment for me, so I'm not going to do it.
So how does someone figure out if they're in alignment?
There's a gauge that you look at and
it tells the compass.
No,
alignmentometer.
I don't know, like, even back in the beginning when you were describing about doing the things that you didn't want to do, I think that's a sure sign of I don't want to do this. And then I was thinking back, well,
but everyone's rolling their eyes because people need to eat, and everyone is rolling their eyes at you right now, including me.
That's fine. They can roll their eyes. What I'm saying is, you're not the only one that can provide the food. You're not the only one that can go to the grocery store. I know it's scary when I go to the grocery store what I come back with. I get that.
There's always wondering if there's rotten things at the bottom, guys. He doesn't even flip it and look. He doesn't check the date. He doesn't know if the date should be sooner or later. He thinks that if it's sooner, it's fresher.
It's born on date, right?
No.
It's when they made it.
No.
Three weeks in the future.
No.
It's when they made it. Anyway.
Deep breath. You're right. So often when we're not in alignment.
There's probably an aligned way that we could have went, we could have paid someone to go to Costco.
But
I don't
know.
This
would have been an example of just needing an attitude check, because it was in alignment. This is what I wanted to have done mm-hmm. today. I just think I felt a little bit of the crunch of time of, we need to do this before this person comes. There's a lot we fit in.
Yeah.
We have these kids who have things going on. We have this business. I have a new business idea that, like, literally has my brain exploding. That's my own choices. Like, those are my own choices. And so,
but we've talked about that. I mean, that's a form of alignment. Like, those things are energizing to you, and you need those things to help keep you energized and keep you high vibration. So that's your form of alignment. Maybe going to the grocery store is not your form of alignment.
Maybe it was, though.
Maybe me going to the grocery store is even worse form of alignment. But,
you know, I think it's just, I want people to understand that I'm talking about it from the standpoint of, isn't this interesting?
Yeah.
Not like I'm mad at anybody, or I hope that the energy doesn't feel too heavy, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend like it's just always super easy and super fun and super high vibe. There are times when you have these responsibilities as a parent or as a spouse or whatever, that you feel like you're putting those above your own needs. And that's when it really is out of alignment, mm-hmm. when you're continually putting other people's needs above your own. I think there is a point when you don't put your needs as the first thing, every single task. There's times where we do things for others, and that's really nice and lovely. We serve others in ways with our gifts, but, and we need to be willing to stop and say, okay, I've done a lot of that. How can I honor myself now? How can I make space for my what lights me up so that I can continue to show up in a bright way? And that's the aligning question.
We've talked about that in other episodes. It doesn't do any good to help someone when you're not aligned or you're not your bright self.
How about this idea that as I was saying it, I was thinking, what if some of that food is a little bit toxic now because of my resentment? Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I'm going to clear that energy.
The sage or sage.
So I think that at any point that you start to feel resentment or jealousy or any of those lower level, lower ladder vibrations, go back to our last episode if you want to know what that means, you can check in with yourself and say, okay, this is obviously not in alignment with who I really am, who I really came here to be. And so what do I need to do in order to get back in alignment? I often think it's just one thought away. Mm-hmm. You're one thought away from a higher vibration. And once you hold that thought in your energy field for a bit and you hold it and you think on it, you chew on it, then you can go to the next even higher vibration thought. And you can find yourself getting aligned within a few moments simply by asking the right questions. Not, what's wrong with me? Why am I so ungrateful? Yeah. You know, at least I have a grocery store I can go to. Like, those aren't powerful questions. Like, what's great about this? Or how would I like to feel? Or how could I make this more fun? Ooh, that's one of the most powerful questions. I used to love that when I was building my coaching practice. How can we make this more fun? In any given moment, that's a powerful question. And just kind of a little bit of thought, feeling basics is that our mind is just a series of thoughts, questions and answers. And so if you want to direct yourself to more empowering thoughts, simply ask yourself a better question. So if you want to get more aligned, ask yourself a more empowering question.
So I really like that thought model and the way that you describe that. And that's generally how I try to approach things. There is a part of me that's like, but that's too simple. That's just too simple. Life's complicated. Life's hard. I got so twisted up in this. There's no way you can unravel it with one thought. And I know that that's not true. That's just a story that I've told over the years, and it's an easy story to tell. Mm-hmm. But I really do believe it is that simple.
I actually recently posted about it. There's no such thing as oversimplifying if you're an overthinker. If you're an overthinker, which means you continually are dissecting, thinking ahead, getting ready, there's no such thing as oversimplifying, because it's a very lovely place to be. Instead of it oversimplifying being a bad thing, look at it as almost like the default mode. So like people that don't overthink, maybe they shouldn't oversimplify. Maybe that's too simple. But for a lot of people that are just really heady mm-hmm. and really anticipating things and trying to plan out everything, oversimple is just the perfect kind of simple. So I know that we've talked about the idea of fighting for your suffering, which is kind of what you were alluding to, is that when you get really frustrated, it can't just be think a better thought. It'll lead to a better feeling. Mm-hmm. Because that's too easy and I'm in such a bad mood. But it really is that simple.
It really is that simple. And it's the momentum, right? So once you start thinking the better thought, you start shifting your momentum towards the better feeling.
More and more in alignment with who you really are.
Yeah, and it snowballs and you keep moving back to alignment.
Yeah, and I think that if you want to get aligned with who you really are, you have to ask the question, who am I really? So spending some time in that thought, either when you're meditating or on a nature walk or journaling, who am I really? And that's a powerful question. I don't think it leads to like, what's wrong with me, for instance, is a very disempowering question. What's wrong with me? Why am I so lazy? Well, my mom is lazy. She's not lazy, but I was just saying, like, that's what your mind goes to when you ask a disempowering question. Mm-hmm. I guess it's my genes. I'm lazy because, you know, there's just no empowering answer. But, and what's wrong with me? Also, no empowering, but who am I really? How do I love to feel? These are empowering questions which can help you get aligned in the moment to feel better and live the lifted life. What are we looking at? Oh, I think it's about a good time. Mm-hmm. Do you think there's anything else you want to say? I don't have a review pulled up. Usually I have a review ready to read, but we'll just take a quick moment to ask you to write a review for any of our products that you're loving, because that is the main way that we compete with the big guys. As we've shared in a recent video, we don't have any other investors. We don't have anybody that tells us what to do or what to make or what to put into our products. If anyone tried to do that, we would laugh at them. And instead, we make products that we believe are truly good for our customers and for our family-based business.
But that being said, we do listen, because people have reached out and said, hey.
To our customers, yes, yeah. But not to some person in a suit that says we need to make more money and we need to do these, cut these edges. Increase
revenues by 5%.
No, like, we kiss don't, it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That doesn't work for
that
us.
That doesn't work that way. So how do we compete with people that do have those? How do we compete with these companies that have millions of dollars of a budget for their probiotics? We compete by not competing. We refuse to compete. And instead we say, here's how we're different. Here's how much we care. And I think you'll really like our products. It's worth a shot to try. So if you have been taking a probiotic of ours and loving it, or our blend, we would love it if you left us a review. That helps us a ton. So stay tuned.
For the podcast, we could take a review.
Oh my gosh, we could really take a review over here. So that's kind of a pain in the butt. You have to go over, search the Lifted Life podcast. Even if you're already subscribed, you can't actually go in and leave a review unless you go to search the Lifted Life podcast. Then you click on it. Then you can leave a rating and review. So maybe I'll even do a little post about how to do that, because that could really help us too. So if you enjoy the show, you can help us in those ways. Thanks for listening. We hope you have an amazing, aligned week. And remember, if you feel yourself getting feisty and resentful, that you're not in an aligned state, it's your choice. You can choose to either shift your attitude to get in alignment or create some space so that you can get aligned the way you want to feel. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.